have a disease called dermatomyositis, and it affects the skin and muscles, and it made me really weak. Like, I really couldn't brush my hair or brush my teeth, and I really couldn't even walk upstairs.
We weren't sure really what was going on. We knew something was wrong. Eventually, she developed a rash on all her cuticles. And so a dermatologist diagnosed her with dermatomyositis.
Into the world, we're reaching out to show them who you are.
Initially, when we came to Batson, we were concerned that we would start there but have to maybe go to a bigger city, maybe a hospital that would have more specialists or something like that.
Just to know you and to make you know me, lift your name on high.
And in the process of researching about her condition, we talked to some experts in other cities, and when they realized that Dr. Veda was at Batson, they said, you just stay where you are. And that was so reassuring to us to know that we could just stay here at home in Mississippi and get the best treatment.
It's time for us to more than just survive. We were made to thrive.
I know they're treating tens of thousands of kids a year, but we've never felt like a number. They've been very good to us. And it's very scary when your kid gets sick. I would say this, we only have one children's hospital in the state of Mississippi, and if you have the means to make any donation, however small, I would encourage you to do it. None of us want a family member, particularly a child, to ever be sick, but when it happens, you want them to have the best care. And the only way we can do that is if we collectively in the state stand behind Batson and support them everywhere.
Please donate to Batson during this year's Radio-a-thon.
We were made to thrive.